Good morning.
大家早。
I believe most of you got driving experience.
我想大家在座的都有开车驾驶的经验。
For those that you don't have, that means you are pretty young.
如果您还没有这样子经验的话，大概您年纪还很轻。
Speeding 啊，这个超速啊。Speeding is pretty cool for those people who don't have a license yet.
超速对那些还没有拿驾照或者没有驾驶经验的人是一件很酷的事情。
Well, speeding on the highway, in case you just got into a traffic accident and somebody got injured, then this may be not a cool thing.
如果在高速公路上有超速，因为超速而造成了一些失事的事情，而且造成一些人的伤害，这就不是一件很酷的事。
How could you imagine how many people will get involved?
您能想象一个车祸有多少人涉及在这个车祸里面吗？
Firstly, the police.
第一个就是我们的警察。
And then you will see a ticket or citation.
接着那个肇事的人就会拿到一个罚单。
And because somebody got injured, so paramedic, ambulance, firefighter truck will arrive.
如果有人受伤的话，接着这个救护车就来了，
还有救火
车。
And get into the hospital, and doctor, and nurse, and rehab, and trainer, and technician.
接着送到医院以后，有医生、护士，还有许多的医护人员要来帮忙。
And there will be a record for you.
接着这个肇事的人在他的记录上，驾驶记录上就有留下一个记录了。
And then you need to talk to insurance company.
然后接着您要打电话给你的汽车保险公司。
And the fee will hike.
然后您的保险费用就会高升。
And because of injury, you may need to go to the court.
可能有的时候因为车祸有涉及到人身的伤害，所以你可能要去这个法院。
And the judge, the clerk, and witness will get involved.
然后接着法官、还有书记、还有一些人证物证，他们都会涉及到要来一起。
If this lawsuit gets hot, then you need a lawyer.
如果这个 case 呢，如果您的这个车祸的事情因为越来越严重的话，可能你还要找个律师呢。
And you need to pay the fine.
接着你要付罚款。
And if that is too serious, then you go to sentence and go to jail.
如果车祸实在是太严重，可能还会因为因此而坐牢。
If not that serious, then you may need to go to class.
如果车祸没有那么严重的话，可能要上一些驾驶的课程。
Of course, your car need to repair.
当然，还有你的车子撞坏了也需要修理。
For mechanic or body shop.
接着，修车的汽车工人，驾驶技术汽车工人要来修你的车子。
And you may need to rent a car.
可能车子坏了，你要上班上学不方便，还要租车。
Just speeding.
只是一个小小的超速。
Could you ever imagine so much trouble follow?
你能想象有这么多的严重的后果随之而来吗？
So for young men.
所以年轻人。
Listen carefully.
请你要仔细的听哦。
You don't want to get into this kind of humongous trouble just because fun, speeding, cool.
您千万不要因此受了这个车祸的影响，而只是因为当时一时的觉得酷。
Let's go to Bible.
让我们一起翻开我们的圣经。
Genesis chapter 3.
我们到我们的创世纪第三章。
We will read English first and then Chinese.
我们来先读英文，然后再读中文。
I'll read one verse, and brother and sister, you follow next verse.
肖牧师会先读一节，然后我们弟兄姐妹一起读下一节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden.
But the Lord God called to the man, "Where are you?"
He answered, "I heard you in the garden." And I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.
And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?"
The man said, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it."
Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?"
The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and all the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life.
And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel.
To the woman he said, I will greatly increase your pains in childbearing. With pain you will give birth to children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife, and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life.
It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field.
By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. From dust you are, and to dust you will return.
Okay, let's go to the Chinese version.
Verse 8.
天起了凉风, 耶和华神在园中行走, 那人和他妻子听见神的声音, 就藏在园里的树木中, 躲避耶和华神的面。
耶和华神呼唤那人, 对他说, 你在哪里?
他说, 我在园中听见你的声音, 我就害怕, 因为我赤身肉体, 我便藏了。
耶和华说, 谁告诉你赤身肉体呢? 莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗?
那人说, 你所赐给我与我同居的女人, 她把那树上的果子给我, 我就吃了。
耶和华神对那女人说, 你做的是什么事呢? 女人说, 那蛇引诱我, 我就吃了。
耶和华神对蛇说, 你既做了这事, 必受咒诅, 比一切的牲畜野兽更甚, 你必用肚子行走, 终身吃土。
我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇, 你的女后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇, 女人的后裔要伤你的头, 你要伤她的脚跟。
又对女人说, 我必多多加增你 怀胎的苦楚, 你生产儿女必多受苦楚, 你必恋慕你丈夫, 你丈夫必管辖你。
说, 牧师那个前, OK。 地必为你的缘故受咒诅, 你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来, 你也要吃田间的菜蔬。
你必汗流满面才得糊口, 直到你归了土, 因为你是从土而来的, 你本是尘土, 人要归于尘土。
好, 我们一起祷告, Let's pray again, call upon him to reveal to us his truth. Dear Lord, we come to you.
亲爱的天父, 我们来到您的面前。
Please feed us.
请你喂养我们。
Let our spirit be mature.
让我们的灵能够成熟。
We wait upon you.
主，我们等候你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. After Adam and Eve ate the fruit,
当亚当跟夏娃吃了那个果子以后,
what happened afterwards?
后来发生了什么事呢?
The man and the woman heard God's sound, Lord's sound.
亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面听到了神的声音。
See, it's not like an elephant.
请记得这不像是一个大象。
It's not dinosaur.
也不是一个恐龙。
It's God's sound.
是神的声音。
So they can recognize the sound of God.
请记住注意, 他们听的, 他们了解这是神的声音。
This sound is so familiar to them.
因为这是他们一个熟悉的声音。
So that means that God is keep a good close relationship with them.
所以这表示神跟他们的关系是非常亲密的。
Before they ate that fruit,
在他们吃着不可吃的果子之前,
The sound of God seems great to them.
当那个时候，他们听到神的声音实在是非常的好。
It's a wonderful time to receive blessings.
因为那是一个美好的时光，能够接受神的祝福。
To enjoy that intimate fellowship.
并且能够跟神享受亲密的交通。
When they heard the sound of God,
当他们听到神的声音的时候
，they ran.
他们跑了。
They ran to see God.
他们是跑去看神。
But just right after they ate that fruit,
但是就在他们吃了那个不可吃的果子之后呢
？That wonderful sound turned out they need to hide.
但是同样的甜美的声音却迫使他们必须要逃避。
They need to escape.
他们要逃避，他们要躲藏。
That make a difference.
那是一个很大的区别。
See, for Christian, if we commit sins,
基督徒们，我们如果我们犯了罪的时候。
You experience that you don't want to read Bible or pray, right?
大家可能经历过，你不太想再读圣经，你也不想祷告。
You don't have appetite to worship or serve.
甚至你不想来敬拜神，或者是服侍神。
Furthermore, the Lord God called that man, "Where are you?"
再进一步的时候，神呼喊那人说，你在哪里？
And he said,
亚当说，
"I'm afraid."
我害怕。
I fear is full of my heart.
因为我心中充满了害怕。
I wonder that the first time that you really experience fear.
我在怀疑，就说您有没有心里面真的有经过这种恐惧
？Can you still remember the first time you sensed the fear?
你还记得你第一次觉得很害怕、很恐惧的感觉吗
？Maybe your mom told you not to eat the brownie on the table before the dinner.
可能第一次就是当你小的时候，妈妈告诉你说：“哎，先在吃饭之前，先不要吃那桌上的 brownie。”
So he crawled onto the stool.
可是的小孩子还是爬上了小板凳。
Finally, get onto the top of table.
终于爬到了桌子上面。
With trembling hand.
然后手发抖的手。
You pick up that brownie.
赶快去把那个 brownie 拿到。
And then you start to bite.
开始大咬。
And almost you finish one piece.
当你快要吃完一片的时候
，the last piece is still in your mouth.
那最后一口还在你的嘴巴里面呢。
And your mom showed up.
你妈妈突然出现了。
And your mom said, "Have I told you not to eat the brownie?"
妈妈说，我不是跟你讲吗？不要吃这个 brownie.
And you swallow the last bit.
你刚刚好把最后一口咽下去。
And you stubbornly wave your head.
然后你赶快再摇着头。
I didn't eat anything.
我没有什么都没有吃啊。
Even the mark full of your face.
虽然嘴巴还残留着很多 brownie 的这个血血。
Everything seems normal to you.
每件事对你来讲都好像很自然的。
But your little heart keep on pounding.
但是你的小小的心在你的身体里面一直在跳。
This is the feeling of fear.
这个就是恐惧的心。
See, this is the first fear ever for the humankind.
但是大家知道吗？这个圣经里面的这个是第一次人类的害怕。
And he said, I felt that I'm naked.
亚当说，因为我觉得我赤身露体。
See, when God created Adam and Eve, they were naked.
大家知道吗？当神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候，他们是赤身露体的。
But because they are in God's image and likeness.
因为他们有神的形象。
The light coming out from them.
所以有神的形象，有神的荣耀跟光芒就从他们身体里面显露出来。
They were covered by light.
所以他们是用被这个荣耀跟光芒所完全的掩盖的。
So the Bible said they feel no shame.
所以这个时候他们不觉得有什么羞耻。
But after they ate that fruit,
但是当他们吃了那个不可吃的果子以后
the light disappeared.
那个光芒跟荣耀就没有了。
They felt they were naked.
突然他们就觉得他们赤身露体。
They feel shame.
他们觉得很羞耻。
So when they feel shame, they start to find fig leaves.
所以当他们觉得羞耻的时候，他们就开始找这个园中的叶子，掉下来落叶。
Then they put the leaf into covering.
他们就把落叶弄起来，然后来穿在身上。
So Adam looked at Eve.
当亚当看着夏娃的时候
，And Eve looked at Adam.
然后夏娃又看着亚当。
Well, they say, "Wow, you are pretty cool."
那你现在是很酷了。
Adam, you got Calvin Klein and Michael Kors.
Adam, 你现在穿的是名牌啊 ，Calvin Klein 跟 Michael Kors 的衣服。
Not bad for Eve. You got Chico and Gucci.
Okay, 那夏娃也穿的是 Echo and
Chico.
Chico, okay.
And Gucci.
And Gucci.
And also a Victoria's Secret.
Okay, I have a Victoria's Secret.
But when God appeared in front of them,
但是当神出现在他们前面的时候,
listen, Adam and Eve, when they were together, they saw each other covering. They feel okay.
请注意啊, 当他们两个人在一起的时候, 他们看他们都有盖, 掩盖着, 他们觉得okay。
But once God appeared,
但是当神出现的时候,
they felt they were naked.
他们突然也觉得他们赤身露体了。
That is a difference from man and God.
这个就是人跟神的不同。
In our daily life,
在我们日常生活里面,
we got good covering.
我们常常掩盖的, 掩饰得很好。
And we felt each other nice and cool.
诶, 我们觉得我们彼此都蛮酷的。
But if God approach you,
但是当神接近你的时候,
it's not the same story.
就不一样的事了。
You feel you are naked.
你就突然觉得你是赤身露体。
Man's standard is quite different from God's standard.
因为人的标准跟神的标准是很不同的。
They feel shame.
他们感觉到很羞耻。
And also they want to hide.
而且接着他们就想躲起来。
Because guilt inside them.
因为在里面有罪的疚。
And this is the first guilt ever mankind experienced.
这也是人类第一次感受到什么叫罪疚。
See, the guilt is not from experience for Adam and Eve, right?
请注意啊, 这个是不是从他们的经验来的呢? 这个罪疚。
They don't have any experience about guilt.
他们以前从来没有过经验。
See, the first guilt is they got something already, but they lost it.
其实真正的罪疚是他们本来拥有的突然失去了。They
possess God's image and likeness.
请注意, 他们一开始是有神的形象的,
and they lost it.
但是他们后来失去了。That's
why the guilt come along.
所以接着这个罪疚就跟着来了。See,
just eat that fruit. It seems a simple thing.
大家想一想, 就是这么简单, 就是因为吃了那个果子, 就这么简单的一件事。
It's just like speeding.
好像就像我们刚刚一开始讲的, 超速。
But they never know that how much trouble will come along.
他们真的没有想到后来有这么多的一些麻烦随之而来。
It was a pleasant time to meet God.
那个时候看到神不是一件快乐的事。
But now they need to hide to escape fear, shame, and guilt.
一开始看到神是一件快乐事,事后之后, 他们害怕,有羞耻,有罪疚, 他们要藏起来。
Well, when God appeared to them, whom God talked to him to first?
记得神看到他们的时候先跟谁说话?
Adam.
是亚当。
So, for brothers, husband and brother, father.
所以在座的弟兄、父亲或做先生的,
you are already designated to take the responsibility.
您已经 注定要负责任。
Because God gave you authority.
因为神给你这样子的权柄。
Gave you the position.
神也给你这样子的地位。
There is no place to hide.
您无处可逃。
Well, God approached them after they sinned.
当他们犯罪以后, 神来到他们的面前。
See, next step, God gonna investigate and judge them.
下一步神就要来调查，还要审判。
When God said, "Who told you that you were naked?"
当神说，谁告诉你们赤身露体的呢？
Well, Adam started to say, "The woman you put here with me."
亚当说，就是你赐给我同居的那个女子。
Because judgment appear, then he start to find reason or excuse.
因为一开始要审判的时候, 他就开始找理由了。
He start to blame God.
他开始怪神了。
Because you put that woman, not me.
是你赐给我的女人, 不是我自己找的。
And he not only blame God, he also blame Eve.
他不但怪神, 他也怪亚当, 哎, 怪夏娃。
Because she gave me some fruit from the tree.
因为是他把那树上的果子给我。
So, God turned to Eve.
接着神就转向了夏娃。
What is this you have done?
那你到底是做了什么呢?
And Eve answered, "The serpent deceived me."
夏娃说, 是那个蛇引诱了我。
See, she didn't say, "A serpent But she said the serpent.
请注意，他说夏娃说是那个蛇。
The serpent you created.
因为这个蛇也是你创造的。
The serpent you put in the garden.
这个蛇也是你放在这个伊甸园里面的。
The serpent you allow it to deceive me.
也是个蛇，也是你允许来引诱我的。
So Eve blamed God.
所以夏娃也怪罪神。
Of course, the serpent.
好了，现在我们来看这条蛇了。
See, Adam and Eve, when the judgment approached them.
所以大家看，亚当夏娃当审判来临的时候。
The character inside revealed.
他们内在的个性就完全显露出来。
Mm-mm, not me, not me.
不是我啊，不是我啊。
See, any incident occur, we can see many, many people try to respond this way, not me.
大家看哈，当一件事情发生的时候，很多人都会赶快讲说不是我的事。
This is called selfishness.
大家知道这叫什么吗？这就叫自私。
Self-centered.
这也就是自我为中心。
Just like a man in a boat.
就好像有人在船上。
Next passenger seat.
在这个座位上面呢。
Below that seat, there's a hole.
在那个座位底下有一个洞。
The water starts bubble in.
那个水就从那个洞上面一直浮上来。
And that guy say, not me. That's not my problem.
哎，那个人座位的人说：“哎，那不是我的问题哦。”
Because that belongs to my next passenger.
因为这个水这个弄上来，这个问题应该是我旁边的座位的人。
Later he will find how to steer a submarine.
待会他就知道他要怎么样去找这个潜水艇啊！哈。
See blaming others.
所以大家看，如果怪罪于别人的话
，Are you familiar with this kind of people?
您跟这种人熟不熟悉呢
？Always try to.Blame others.
永远都是要怪罪于别人的。
If you want to find one,
如果你要找一个人的话呢
？Tomorrow morning, you get up and go to the restroom.
明天早上一大早起来去洗手间。
And look at the mirror.
然后照照镜子。
And you will find one.
你就会看到一个人。
They are not only blaming others, but they also shuffle their responsibility.
他们不但要怪罪别人，而且还要推卸责任。
They don't want to take their own responsibility.
一点都不想自己检讨。
See, in a family, the husband and wife, maybe because some issue, they have a good argument and they may quarrel.
有的时候在家里面，做先生跟太太常常有一些为一些事情，他们觉得很有理由要来争吵。
Kids, do you agree?
孩子们，你们。赞同吗
？Have you ever seen that World War III?
有没有看过在家里
？In your family,
世界第三次大战在家里爆发。
Everyone want to fight.
每个人都想打。
To prove everything because of you.
因为每个人都想证明说这件事情的起因是因为由你而起。
See, if a family or a marriage, if any incident happen, each party try to identify their own problem.And take up that responsibility.
所以，如果今天在家庭跟婚姻里面，如果发生问题的时候，第一个先自我检讨，研究问题发生的原因。
See the heat will come down.
如果我们能研究这样子的话，这整个热度就会降下来。
Each party try to take your own responsibility. That create a huge buffer zone for each other.
如果每一方都能先研究自己的问题的话，就能够使彼此之间能够暂时这个战争就能够冷却下来。
We got more space to allow the opposite side to figure out whether there is more problem for themselves.
因为如果当我们都冷静下来的时候，我们就让对方有一个空间能想想自己是怎么回事。
Because we don't want to take any responsibility.
因为我们并不想负责。
God talked to Adam, and Adam bring up all kinds of explanation.Same as Eve.
当神向亚当来寻求问题的时候，亚当就想出了许多的理由，一直要推究到夏娃的身上。夏娃也是如此反应。
God didn't argue with them.
请注意，耶和华并没有跟他们争论。
Allow them to appeal.
就让他们来上诉。
And also, God tried to find every individual.
而且您知道吗？ 神真的是找到每一个人。
You and God.
你跟神。
So this is the way that God judges individually.
神审判的方法，他是各自来审判。
So the most important thing for us is, are you prepared well enough for your individual?
所以现在的问题是，我们个人是不是做好个人的准备？
Because justice, if anything not right or not righteous, the justice will pursue, will investigate, will judge, will sentence, and will punish.
所以大家知道，如果我们个人有什么错误的时候，我们个人每一个人都要面对自己的审判，还有自己的一些要、接受这样子审判后的结果。
Justice will pursue，
因为正义是要跟着而来的。
Will investigate，
而且正义必须要接受调查。
And will judge，
也会接受审判。
And will sentence，
而且还会要最后的审判。
And punish，
最后还要做处罚。
That is the fundamental fear inside of everybody's heart.
这就是我们个人心中里面最深的恐惧。
I wonder that young men and women, do you concern about the final test in your school?
年轻的青年的青年们，想请问你们会不会很害怕最后的期末考？
If you well prepared, you don't worry about it.
如果你今天做很好的准备，我想你都不需要害怕。
But if not, then you do concern.
如果你真的没有做好准备的话，我想你会心里有所顾虑的。
See, in everything around us, you will see there should be a sentence or judgment or final test.
大家知道，在我们周遭的时候，我们都会看到有许多的审判，还有最后的一个审判。
Even the season tell us, spring, everything great, summer even better, but fall then start to get fade away, but the winter will be the final judgment time.
好像就像四季一样，我们看到春天很好，夏天也不错，接着秋天，但是到冬天的时候，就像我们最后的要做最后的审判。
And we see, when we were young, we are kind of very energetic, but we see the people get old, then they will be passing away and leave this world.
就好像我们年轻的时候精力旺盛，接着我们看到年长的人慢慢他们的精力衰退，最后他们慢慢一个一个都要离世。
So this tells us there is a final moment.
所以这告诉我们一定有个最后的时刻。
And see, people pass away, then what left?
好，那我们知道人一个个都要离开世界，最后留下来的是什么呢？
People will give them the final score.
是不是别人会给这个人打最后的一次分数？
So everything shows us there is a final determining moment.That everything needs to get conclusion.
所以我们知道每一件事情最后都有一个最后的结论，也都要接受最后的审判。
So God starts with the serpent, the devil.
好，那一天呢，神就先从这个蛇开始。
And he mentioned about you're going to be cursed and you need to crawl on your belly whole life.
神就告诉蛇说，你会受咒诅，而且你终身都要用肚腹在地上爬行。
And God said, I'll put enmity between you and the woman.
而且呢，我要与你放在你跟人永远之间，你们永远都要做敌对的。
And your offspring and the offspring of the woman.
而且你的后裔跟女人的后裔呢，也彼此要为仇。
And then the next sentence go to Eve.
接着下面一个审判就来到了夏娃的身上。
You're going to experience tremendous pain for childbearing.
我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚。
And also the pain when you give birth to children.
你生产儿女也必多受苦楚。
Mothers in our audience, you know what that means.
在座如果您做过母亲，你就知道那是什么样的感觉。
If father tried to tell me that I understand, I know. No, you don't know.
如果做先生的做爸爸说我懂我懂我了解你什么感觉，其实太太说你不懂。
Especially our young men and women.
尤其是我们在做年轻的先生太太。
Because of you, your mother has suffered a lot.
哦，对不起，在座的年轻人想提醒你，因为你的母亲受了很多的苦楚。
During that period. They don't eat well.
因为在 怀孕的过程妈妈不能吃得很好。
They even throw up.
甚至会吐。
The temperature of the body changed dramatically.
因为身体的这个温度是很巨大的变化。
They don't get sleep well.
也不能睡得好。
Everything needs to change.
每一样东西都在改变。
Because of the baby.
就是因为怀胎的关系。
So for mother, during that period, you will understand what God said is truth.
如果我们生过孩子的母亲们，大家就了解神说的话是真的。
And for woman's the whole life, you're centered only two things.
Okay, 一个女人呢，她的一生呢，大概有两个中心。
Your husband.
一个是你先生。
And your children.
还有就是你的孩子。
And God said, the sentence said, your desire, woman, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you.
在这边，神告诉夏娃说，你必爱恋你丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖你。
The desire, actually, that is not a good word.
其实这个爱恋并不是一个很好的字。
That means your desire and craving to control your husband.
这个爱恋其实是有这个控制的欲望。
Because the wife will think that I cook, I do laundry, I give baby.
因为做太太会说，我为你洗衣烧饭，还为你生孩子。
I got so much credit.
我做了这么多伟大的事。
And why should you be the head?
那为什么你要做头呢？
I'll struggle with you.
我要跟你来
I'll fight.
斗争一下，我要跟你来争一下。
I'll take over the head of the household.
因为我想做家里的头。
I want to be the head.
我想做头。
That is because the curse there.
这就是因为这边来的这一个咒诅。
So every time you want to fight and try to take the leadership, you need to think it over.
所以每一次如果您想跟先生要吵架的时候，您最好三思而后行。
You got into the trap of that curse.
因为你已经进入了这个咒诅里面的这个陷阱。
This is for Eve.
这个是给夏娃的。
And then to Adam.
接着我们来看亚当。
God said, because you listen to your wife.
耶和华说，你既然听从你妻子的话。
Now they listen to your wife is pretty marvelous, right?
今天的世代如果听太太的话蛮好的。
See, God said, you listen to me.
神说你要听我的话。
Because those I already mentioned, you need to listen to me.
因为我已经帮你设立律法，你要听我的话。
Those areas I do not include, you can listen to your wife.
当然我没有讲到的一些方面的时候，你可以听你老婆的话。
But you got to listen to me if I mention.
但是如果我已经说过的话，你必须要听。
And then because of that, actually we know Adam didn't listen to God. Adam listened to Eve.
所以我们知道亚当没有听神的话，而是听了他太太的话。
And Eve listened to whom?
接着夏娃听谁的话呢
She listened to the serpent.
她听的是蛇那条蛇的话。
So Adam listened to whom?
结果我们结论是什么亚当听了谁的话
Adam listened to the serpent.
蛇的话了。
Because of that,
因为这样子
man and the earth relationship intertwined.
所以人跟这个世界的关系就进入了一个苦难。
土地啊 Man and the earth relationship intertwined.
所以人跟土地的关系进入了这样子的一个。
Man stuck with the earth.
所以人呢被这个土，我人就被这个土地，捆绑住。
Earth was cursed because of man.
我们的土地也因为人而被受到咒诅。
Earth produced thorns and thistles against man.
因为这个土地里面会受到了很多的荆棘跟棘藜。
By the sweat of brow, then, men will be able to get something to eat from earth.
而人必须要汗流满面才得糊口。
Through painful toil of men would the whole life for the food from earth.
所以必须汗流满面才得糊口，一直到归了土。
And finally, men to return to earth and become dust.
我们本是尘土，最后也要归于尘土。
So we got into this.Bad circulation.
所以我们进入了这样子的一个恶性循环。
We started from dust.
因为我们是从尘土而来的。
And then we ended as dust.
最后我们也归于尘土。
So no matter how high you jump on this world,
所以不管你今天能够在世界上跳多高，
how high position you can climb,
不管你能够爬到多高的位置，
eventually you will go back to dust,
最后你都要归于尘土。
And this becomes man's destination.
这就是人类的命运。
It's our fate.
这是我们的命运。
But deep inside you, you don't agree with that.
但是在你内心的深处，您大概不同意这件事。
See, when man was created, it's from the dirt.
大家知道吗？当我们人类被创造的时候，是从尘土而来的。
We came from the ground.
我们是从地上来的。
And at that time, God breathed into his nostrils.
那个时候呢，神把他的气吹到了亚当的鼻孔里面。
The breath of life.
那个是生命的气息。
This is the only link man to heaven.
这个就是唯一我们人能够跟天上能够连接的一个原因。
And because of that, now man and earth, we are kind of bounded together.
也因为这样子，所以我们跟天国是有连接的，不可密分的关系。
So man become earthly and worldly.
所以我们人变成又是属于世界的。
We become secular and carnal.
我们属于世俗的，我们属于肉体的。
We separate from heaven.
我们跟天国是隔绝的。
We were cut off from heaven.
我们被跟天国给隔绝了。
There is no hope.
几乎是没有指望的。
If this is the final, then how sad for us.
如果今天就是这是我们最后的审判的话，是多么悲惨的一件事。
Until that day, the promise, the offspring of the woman.He came.
直到有一天，女人的后裔来了。
Matthew said, "As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened."
马太福音三章十六节说，耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了。
Heaven opened.
请注意，天为他开了。
It was closed.
天本来是关起来的。
There's nothing to do with man.
跟人一点关系都没有。
Nothing to do with you.
跟你跟我一点关系都没有。
We were isolated from heaven.
因为我们已经与天国隔绝。
In Gospel John, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open."
在约翰福音中五十一节，耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了。
And the angel of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
神的使者上来下去，在人子的身上。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
Once again, we can be linked with heaven again.
再一次，我们可以跟天国有所连接。
The earth, the ground, the dust is no longer our destination.
我们所谓的尘土，我们的地上，不再是我们的命运。
Because this is through the promise and the prophecy.
因为这是透过了神的应许还有预言。
And that gives us the hope.
这样子就给了我们的盼望。
The earth can no longer control us.
因为地土不能再控制我们。
In Colossians said, "Since then you have been raised with Christ."Set your heart on things above, not below. On things above means heaven, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
哥罗西书三章一节，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，天国的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
所以我们当求在上面的事，而不是在顾虑在世俗的事情。
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
第三，再下来三节跟四节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。 基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
This is the glory of God.
这就是神的荣耀。
That means we don't need to go back to that terrible circulation.
这也就是告诉我们，我们不必再回到刚刚所说的恶性循环里面。
From dust to dust.
这是从尘土到尘土。
Ashes to ashes.
从灰尘到灰尘。
We can break that bad circulation.
我们可以把这样子的恶性循环给完全破除。
We got the life from above.
因为我们有从天上来的生命。
The life from above inside me.
因为天上来的生命已经在我们的生命里面。
Whatever gone is gone.
如果已经失去的就失去了。
But that inside of me, that life from above, we have a hope to the heaven.
因为在基督里面，在我身里面的生命会与他一同要显现在荣耀里。
Would that make more sense to you?
这样子对来讲是不是比较有意义呢？
See, every day we struggle with this earth.
大家看，我们每天在世界上忙忙碌碌。
So our view is on the surface of the earth.
所以我们的眼界就只是停留在世界上的这些事情。
So everything looks big to us.
所以在世界上的这些事情对我们来讲都好大。
So that's why we worry.
所以我们会担忧。
We got into stress.
我们有很大的压力。
Lots of pressure.
我们真是每天承受了在压力里面。
Because we stuck with the earth.
因为我们就是深困在这个尘土里面，世俗里面。
Have you ever got a chance to go to the top of the mountain or even fly in the sky?
你们有没有机会呢？有机会到高处之去，甚至说您在飞机的时候，在飞行的时候。
Everything looks so small.
当你往下一看，每一样东西都变得好小。
Not that important anymore.
都不再那么重要了。
Your heart become free.
你的心里面就得到了完全的释放，得到了自由。
You were released.
你就完全能够疏解。
And you start to appreciate yourself.
你突然对你自己感觉到很真爱。
See, if God can lift us up from the ground, from the earth.
所以如果今天神能够把我们从尘土里面抬升出来。
And you start to get the view of God.
然后你也得到了神的那样子的想法。
Then you can see the real thing.
你就能看到真实的事情。
Which is very important.
那个真实的事情是十分重要的。
Some may be not that important.
有些事情不是那么重要。
And you will be able to verify.
那个时候你可以来分别。
You need to enjoy your life.
你必须要享受您的生命。
With different latitude.
你必须用不同的高度来享受这个生命。
Anytime you come to him.
每一次来到神的面前的时候。
That is the time for enjoy yourself.
那个时候来到神的面前，就是我们享受我们的生命的时候。
When Adam and Eve had that fruit,
当亚当跟夏娃有那个果子的时候，
they escape, they hide.
当他们吃了以后，他们就跑掉了，躲避了。
They feel shame and guilt inside.
因为他们内心里面充来了罪疚。
See, they fail.
因为他们失败了。
The best they can do is just try to find some covering.
他们能做最好的事情就是找一些叶子 来做遮蔽他们的身体。
But nothing changed inside of them.
但是里面完全都没有改变。
But God seeking for them.
但是神在找他们。
God cry out, say, "Where are you?"
神在哭喊地说，你们在哪里？
Where are you?
你在哪里？
See, for those people who lost their spouse, especially long-time partners.
有些人失去了老伴，尤其这些老伴是他们长久以来的这个一个好伴侣。
When they sit down on the dining table.
当他们坐在他们的餐桌的时候。
They look at that empty seat.
他们看着那个空位。
From their heart, they cry out.
从他们的心里面，他们会哭喊着。
Where are you?
你在哪里？
A mother lost his son because drowning.
有一个妈妈看到一个孩子正在这个溺水之中。
The son was drowned.
这孩子死了，淹死了。
The mother, through years, the mother still go back to the room.
经过了若干年以后，妈妈还是回到孩子的房间。
All the stuffed toys. Cover display on the bed of his son.
所有的这些填充玩具还是在孩子的床旁边。
She cried out, "Where are you?"
她哭喊着说：“你在哪里？”
God cry out, "Where are you?"
神也在哭喊地说，你在哪里？
He came to the position that you should be there, but you were not there.
神来到了一个地方，那个应该是我们在的地方，但是我们却不在那儿。
He looked at that position.
他看着那个位置。
And he's crying out, "Where are you?"
他在哭喊着说，你在哪里？
He came to the husband of a family.
他来到了在一个家庭的一个先生。
But husband didn't stay where at the position that he should stay.
但是这个做先生的没有处在他应该的位置。
He came to find the wife, but the wife didn't stay at her position.
他也来找这个家庭的太太，这个太太也不在他该在的位置上面。
He came to for the kids.
他也来找这个孩子。
You do not stay at your position.
你也没有站在你的位置上面。
So God cried out, "Where are you?"
所以神在哭喊着说，你在哪里？
He came to seek you.
他来寻找你。
He is looking for you.
他正在找你。
Eagerly.
非常恳切地在找你。
Because at that position, he gonna bless you.
因为就要站在那个位置上，他要祝福你。
He pour out his blessing upon you.
他要把他全部的祝福要倾倒在你的身上。
But you are not at that position.
但是你就没有站在那个位置。
He cried out, "Where are you?"
他在哭喊着说，你在哪里？
Where are you?
你到底在哪里？
Come back to me.
回到我的面前来。
Man has lost from that assigned position.
因为神人已经从那个命定的位置上失落了。
God is keep on looking for you.
神还在继续不断地寻找你。
He want to open heaven for you.
因为他要为你把天打开来。
He want to take away your fear, your shame, and your guilt.
因为神要把你内在的害怕、恐惧跟罪疚都要除去。
He want to set you free.
因为他要使你得到自由。
He want to bless your marriage.
因为他要祝福您的婚姻。
He want to bless your family.
他祝福你的家庭。
If you are touched by the message today,
如果今天您收到这样子的信息有感动的话。
Your heart cannot lie to you.
你的心不能跟你撒谎。
Your heart was touched by God's message.
因为你的心是受到神的信息的感动。
You truly want Jesus to come to you.
如果你真的要耶稣来到您的生命里面。
You want to receive His blessings.
如果你要接受他的祝福。
I will give you the content of the prayer.
我会给你这样子的一个祷告。
The content is like this.
这个祷告的内容是如下。
I will call upon his name.
我要呼求他的名字。
His name is Lord Jesus.
他的名字叫主耶稣基督。
I will ask him come into my heart.
我会请主耶稣进入我的心中。
Forgive my sin.
请他赦免我的罪。
Be my Savior and the Lord.
做我生命的救主。
Lead my whole life.
带领我一生的生命与道路。
Bless my family.
并且祝福我的家庭。
And in his name I pray.
用他的名，奉他的名，我们祷告。
This is the way that you allow him to come in.
这就是您邀请他进入你生命的一个途径。
Come into your heart.
来到您心里面的一个途径。
Come into your marriage.
来到你的婚姻里面的一个途径。
Come into your family.
来到你家庭的途径。
If this is right for you.
如果这是对你是正确的。
Could we bow our head and close our eyes?
好不好？低下头来，闭上我们的眼睛。
If you truly touched by God's message,
如果你今天真的受了神的话的感动，
please pray after me.
请你跟着我来做这样子的祷告。
Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣基督，
please follow me. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus,
请你随着我们来做以下的祷告。亲爱的主耶稣基督，亲爱的主耶稣，
come into my heart.
请你进入我的心中。
Forgive my sin.
请你赦免我的罪。
Be my savior.
做我的救主。
Be my Lord.
做我的主。
Bless my marriage.
请你祝福我的婚姻。
Or bless my family.
或者是祝福我的家庭。
Guide me all the way.
请你一生的领导。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's just stand and sing the hymn.
让我们继续唱我们回应的诗歌。